Representative John Purcell is the DFL representative for House District 5A. This district includes Beltrami, Cass, some of Itasca counties, and the Leech Lake Tribal Nation. Representative John Purcell joins us now. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Heidi, for having me to talk to. I'm just very appreciative and looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah. So did I get that right on the counties that your district includes in the Tribal Nation?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. I mean the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, that is a big part of the geography of our District 5A.
Yeah.
And the city of Bemidji, and those are by far the areas with the most population.
Okay.
I don't have an entirety of any county, but okay. I have parts of Cass and Beltrami, Itasca, and a little bit of Hubbard.
Okay. Wow. Well, so I've been asking every candidate this: why are you running for re-election?
Well, that's a reasonable question, I think, to ask any candidate for public office. And my reason hasn't changed a lot over the years. I just set out to try and do some public good, and as I've become more involved in issues at the state level, and before I was in public office, at least at the state level, I was in township government and on our county soil and water board in Beltrami County, and that all, just kind of fit with what I had done in my 41 years with working for tribal government and working on Indian affairs and what do we need to do to protect the environment and to have job growth. So it just kind of flows pretty good from what I've done for the last 40 plus years and running a small business when I was employed at the tribe. So continuing that and how do we, have our next generation of small businesses and large businesses and keep our resort communities going, and in this uncertain time that we find ourselves in, for sure, this is different than most folks arguably have ever dealt with. I think some of us that I do have a frame of reference for something like this, and that was my time in the military. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I remember, you didn't get to go everywhere you wanted to go, and those kind of things. So I do have a frame of reference, although this is not in my civilian life.
Yeah. So you've been through uncertain times before.
There you go. I think that's a good way to say it, Heidi. I have experienced uncertainty, and when our young seniors this past spring, and we were lamenting that they couldn't have their graduations as they wanted, and I thought back on that, and I graduated a long time ago, and in fact, it was in the late '60s. And I thought, boy, what was I thinking about when I was graduating? Well, those of us from that time were thinking about Vietnam and males particularly, the draft and everything. So it just made me think back on my time as getting out of high school and what was I thinking about? So the relevance of what we're going through is certainly staying with us here for a while. And who knows, hopefully by Christmas we'll be a little more freed up, or by Thanksgiving. But it's just taken a toll on a lot of folks and in a lot of different ways, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service to our country, first of all. And I want to talk about what are the priorities for your district. Yeah, you may have already said those to us. You said the environment, you said jobs. If you had to pick just a couple, what would they be?
Well, I want to get this bonding bill done that we've been working on for months and months and at the state legislature. And it does sound to me like things may be coming together to do that. It won't be this week. We go into another special session this Friday. It sounds like, I don't think it's been announced formally yet, but that's what it sounds like. And, because we're, excuse me, under some constraints, the state sold, some bonds, and there's a blackout period surrounding that. So we can't do a bonding bill, until likely, sounds like October perhaps, but I hope we can get a bonding bill. There's, you know, that's jobs for a lot of people and infrastructure development. And I know, Grand Rapids has some projects in that bonding bill. Deer River's got a wastewater treatment plant. City of Bemidji has a drinking water treatment plant. They had the perfluoroalkylated substances, PFAS they're called, from the firefighter foams, got into some of their wells out there by the Bemidji Airport. You may or may not have heard of that, but it's a pretty big deal. And the state health department says you have to build this treatment plant in order to remove those substances, that PFAS. So pretty important stuff in the bonding bill and a lot of jobs. And so that is for sure. Education is always at the top of my list. It's hard to talk singularly or even about just a couple of things, honestly. Yes. I apologize for that.
No.
But you get, and then put healthcare in the mix, you know,
right?
And especially in these times, you know, we have to have affordable healthcare for everybody.
Sure.
And I think we're proceeding in that direction in the state of Minnesota. I'm not as confident nationally in this time, but the administration that we're dealing with, but Minnesota is doing better, and I want to see that move forward for all Minnesotans.
You know, you mentioned the special session that's starting this week. They have said that they think the governor will call another 30-day peacetime emergency. That has become such a political divisive area when it comes to your job at the legislature. How can that change?
Yeah, well, I was asked this by, excuse me, another in another interview, and that was a month or 2 months ago. Now it was a while ago, I'll tell you, I can't imagine how we would get to the legislature deciding on what we need to do in this emergency situation, or which I believe it is, when we can't even pass a bonding bill, just using that as an example, can't come to agreement. How could we agree that we're going to do A, B, or C for the pandemic when we can't even do something that's as simple, arguably as simple as a bonding bill? So I think that the governor has to have that executive authority, the emergency authority that we have given him from the legislature. And I really don't see the need. I know some of the leaders from the other side of the aisle from me, I think they're feeling irrelevant. And that's why they're talking about these issues. But you may have read and heard, as I did, that for all of the talk about that, the majority leader in the Senate didn't attend even one of the meetings that the governor was calling on this emergency pandemic. I don't know if you saw or heard that, but I mean, oh boy, if you're all concerned, well, am I going to go to a meeting, you know? So I And another part of me, and I go back to that veteran thing. Our Governor Walz, is a veteran, and I trust veterans because they've been there and done that, and he knows what to do, or at least how to make it. And that's something you're probably going to learn if you're in the military.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason we're doing this Vote 2020 project is we want people to vote. You know, this is a presidential election, so people are paying a lot of attention to that. But it's all the offices like what you hold, what you held before, the township offices. Those things really affect our daily lives. And so our hope is we get to talk to everybody running for office so that people can go to the polls and know those names and have listened to how they answer questions.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I applaud you for this effort. Voting is, it's our right. And we need to exercise that right just as we do our rights to freedom of speech, et cetera, or to own firearms for that matter. It's a right to vote. And I think use it or lose it, you know. I'm proud to. Proud to be supportive of your effort.
It's Representative John Purcell, the DFLer running for re-election to House District 5A. You can find more information at his website. It's johnpurcell.com. Thanks for being with us today.
You take care, Heidi. Bye now.
Bye-bye.